Hey, it's Carlos Cavallo. Welcome back to the show. I've got a great question for you today. I decided I wanted to open up the mailbag and handle one of the questions that came in. Now, one of the things I talk about quite a bit is I guess there's a certain amount of cliche advice out there. That's the best way I can explain it. By cliche advice, what I mean is the guru or advisor isn't really thinking too much about what they're saying. However, they do overlap with just enough common sense and the actual advice that does work that their advice works. So they kind of hijack commonly known stuff, but we don't know why that thing works. And as a result, we sometimes misuse or sometimes abuse that particular advice. One of the most common things that women are told when it comes to dating advice and handling men and sex and whatnot is not to give it up too quickly. Now, why is that, from any standpoint, good advice? Well, here's the deal. We live in a society that has promoted, for the most part, women becoming more like men in many ways. In order for women to really feel equal to men on a lot of levels, we promote a masculine stereotype. Like, a woman can only be successful if she's more like a man. So in the workplace, she behaves more like a man. She loses her feminine edge. She actually loses all the things that makes her incredibly strong and incredibly powerful as a woman. What else? Well, we also promote that women can, of course, by virtue of quote-unquote liberation, can now do the things that men can do, which means they should do things that men do, which means that they can, of course, now indulge in reckless, purely for pleasure sex, which is what men are perceived as doing on a lot of levels, which, by the way, is not necessarily true on many levels, too. So what happens then? Well, we have a multitude of television shows and movies in American culture that promote this lifestyle of a woman can basically, she can sleep with any guy and have the same kind of sexual experience and relationship experience that a guy does. I think there's even books that have been written that talk about this as being how to date like a man or how to have sex like a man. Is this a good thing? Well, I'm going to leave that a little open-ended at the moment because we have yet to really fully figure out just how much this advice helps women get what it is they really want. And that's really what you have to look at. You have to look at the advice that you're getting and look at the goals that you've got for yourself. Is it getting you what you want? Okay? Not to be too mercenary about it, because a lot of people do that too. They date like the goal is all there is. That, if it's for a woman, sometimes it's getting married or having a long-term relationship, and that's all that matters. And she can do anything she wants to further herself towards that goal. All right, enough of going off on this crazy tangent. I want you to hear this question. The question comes to us from Maria in Santa Monica, California, and she's asking, she says, well, hello, I'm in the middle of a dilemma here. I am in a mostly, quote, friends with benefits, unquote, relationship. The guy I'm involved with and I have a really strong connection with, but I sense he's lost his emotional attachment. At the beginning, we would talk and text and talk very often, but after casual sex, it started to diminish greatly to the point where he doesn't call or text anymore. He would text me how much he missed me and how great he felt being with me and all, but lately, nothing. We work together and we're very good friends. We talk about everything and every day while working together, but not at all on weekends or after work hours, other than when he comes to sleep over. I'm a single mom of a 4-year-old, and he's single. I have no help, so we don't go out at all. Usually once a week we talk about getting together, and he sleeps over, we watch movies, talk, listen to music, and of course we have really amazing sex. But that's the end of it. During work hours, we go for the occasional lunch and walk and talk most of the day. I need your advice on what to do to stop this behavior on his side. He's a great guy, and I have strong feelings for him. Should I stop the sex, and how to do it in a way that we don't miss the chance at having a real relationship? What should I do if I want things to move forward? Thank you very much for your help and advice. Sorry for the long message. Well, don't worry about it, I'm sure, because a lot of the questions that women write into me have much more detail, so much more so than the questions I get from guys, so it's always a help. Well, what do we do with this situation? Now, a lot of women are probably hearing that and going, yeah, girl, stop sleeping with him, obviously. Duh. And I have to agree on many levels. That's definitely part of the problem, but it's not the whole problem. Yes, the sexual connection is important. A lot of women and men don't fully realize how important sex is to a long-term or even short-term sometimes relationship. It really does fill in a very fundamental part. It's not something you can separate from the rest of the relationship. And I think that's part of how we've made a mistake as a culture today. We think that sex can be separated from a relationship, that we can have, you know, just plain have fun, sleep overnight type sex or friends with benefit sex, and that's all it has to be. But there's more to it. The human machine is so much more complicated, and especially our emotional side. You can't. Sex is meant to be part of a very big systematic picture of a relationship on some level, and you can't separate it out. It doesn't work that way. Honestly, that's why I think so many people realize if they're, well, let's just say, practicing a certain amount of self-satisfaction, that after a while, it just doesn't do it for you. I mean, it almost becomes distasteful because you're like, oh, God, here we go. Yeah, I'm getting rid of a little stress and tension, but am I really getting to what I want? Am I really accomplishing the goal I want for my relationship, for myself? Not really. It just becomes functional, and that's not what you want from anything in your life, especially from your sexual relationship and your love relationship. Well, okay, let's hit her question here point by point. She says, the guy I'm involved with and I have a really strong sexual connection, but I sense he lost the emotional attachment. Well, this is another one of those areas that we don't really fully understand. Can a man have sex without an emotional attachment? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. And that's part of the way we're made as men. However, we can't continue to have sex without an emotional connection, which is something that most women don't realize. That after a while, it does need to go in one of two directions. If we're going to continue a relationship, there has to be a point in there that the sexual relationship turns into a very intimate and integrated real relationship with a real connection. Or he's going to lose interest. He just simply will. It's one of those cases where novelty is one thing. He can live on novelty of having sex with multiple partners. But ultimately, to keep a long-term relationship going, even a long-term sexual relationship, he has to have some form of connection. And you'll probably see this frequently in your own life if you experience this with a guy that you've been dating for a long time. And if you've ever been the one that's been a little bit hard to catch, it usually happens that way, that he'll be the one saying, hey, you know what? I need a little more from this. So part of it is, yes, he's probably being a little elusive because he reached a point in that sexual relationship where he knew he had to have an emotional connection. And something happened where he didn't think he could get it. He didn't feel like he could. Whether it was him not wanting to be a stepdad to a four-year-old or him not wanting to lose his single dating life, I don't know. But somewhere in there, he may have wanted something else and wasn't getting it in your relationship. When I say I don't know, I'm being slightly sarcastic. There's very simple drives and reasons for a guy within a relationship. He needs the intimacy at some point, though. So somewhere in there, he reached a point where he needed this thing to turn into a relationship. And you mentioned, or I should say that Maria mentioned, that he would text her how he missed her and how great he felt being with her and all. And that was the point where he was actually on the cusp of falling in love, and something else needed to happen there. Now, the reality is that if a man is getting regular sexual satisfaction from a relationship, he doesn't have the same kind of drive and motivation to complete it emotionally. He's going to eventually, like I said, he can very easily skip right past that special stepping stone of needing to go left or right, where right is the relationship and left is, well, looking for something else. So the unfortunate thing is that the behavior is actually fairly straightforward. He isn't using you, but he's also not getting what he wants that really would put him in a position to want more from you. If he sleeps over and he's not spending weekends, okay, or anything really other than when he comes to sleep over, well, that's a sign and indication right there. Prime time for a real relationship, the time that we keep open for men and women is the weekend, really, because that's the most time we can spend with somebody. We can spend time overnight. We don't have to go into the work in the morning. We can spend the day. It's kind of like a practice of living with somebody or being with somebody in a committed together relationship, and he's not giving you that. So there's a reason there. Now, another unfortunate side effect of a relationship like this is that the amazing sex often substitutes or tries to substitute for a real connection. Unfortunately, that's one side of sex that we don't fully understand, and that is that you can have an amazing sexual relationship with somebody and yet not have a great connection with that person. Funny enough, it seems weird, but that can actually happen. So you ask me, how do you stop his behavior on his side? I would say that the problem right now is the way you phrased that question, Maria. You said, what do I do to stop this behavior on his side? You see the difference in how you're looking at this. You're looking at this as something you can do. It's almost like you're thinking of him as if he's your child. And that's the one place you can't go. You can't change his behavior quite like that. I know it may be just the way you phrased it, but it does tell a lot in that you phrase it like that. If you want to know how to turn it to this kind of behavior you want from him, well, we have to determine, first of all, has it gone too far? Has it gone too long like this? I don't know how long this relationship has gone on. You don't really mention that in your email, but I sense that it's gone on for enough time, and especially because you're working with this guy, your best bet is to de-escalate the relationship. Now, I'm putting that out there with the knowledge that this is the most difficult thing that almost anybody can do. I mean, men and women, I've given this advice to. And while it's the ideal, and while it's the quote-unquote perfect scenario, it's not something that most people can do. Most people simply can't dial down a relationship once they've started, especially if they want the other person more than that person wants them. It's extremely difficult. We often need that complete and total emotional break from somebody, which then puts us in a total state of panic, which is also not a very healthy state to be in. So how do we handle that? How do we basically pull ourselves off of this? Because this is basically a drug addiction situation, whether you believe it or not. Your brain is addicted to the love chemicals that have been released during your times with them. Because they're so intermittent, you've been sent these little spikes of adrenaline, of serotonin, of dopamine, all these brain chemicals that we know create long-term relationship connection, okay? And what it's done is, it's basically turned your brain into an addiction machine. You're literally addicted to the love drugs that are being pumped into your brain based on the experiences you have with them. And we don't think of it this way, unfortunately, enough, but this is what's happening in your brain. It's not just the emotions and the thoughts. We like to think, as human beings, we're really smart. We're just so smart. We can think our way through these things. We can choose the people we're attracted to. We can handle our relationships. But the reality is quite different. Very often, our patterns indicate we can't do that. So in order for us to go the other direction, to be able to take a relationship where we want it to go, we've got to have some exceptionally strong discipline and a really good system to follow to do it. So here's what I suggest right off the bat. What you should do, first of all, is you should make a promise to yourself about what it is you really want. Because it sounds like you got into a relationship that is not what you want, thinking that you could turn it into what you want, that you could sculpt it, shape it, and mold it into the relationship that meant more to you. So you figured, oh, you know what? I'll let him in the, you know, let him slide in the side here, but then once he's in the relationship, I'll be able to get things fixed the way I want them to. This is unfortunately all too common. We can't think that it's going to work that way. If you don't set the right precedent, you're going to have a lot of difficulty later on. You see where you are right now. So the best thing to do is, number one, you've got to make that promise to yourself. What is it that you want from the relationship? What is it you'll tolerate? What is it you won't tolerate? And then I want you to map it back to the behaviors that you demonstrated getting into the situation with him. Because if you don't see them for what they really are, then chances are you won't see other behaviors that you're going to make along the way that will sabotage that, whether it's this guy or any other guy that you meet in the future. If you can't identify these behaviors and how they work against you, well, then it's going to be very difficult to help you in the current moment, right? All right, well, yes, first thing, decrease the frequency of the sleepovers. You ask, should I stop the sex? Well, it's going to come across, it's going to put the whole situation into a head spin if you suddenly cut off this thing that he's gotten used to, that you've gotten used to, and it's probably right now your only connection. So you got to ask yourself, what effect is it going to have if you do? Would he like that? Would he go along with it? Would he suddenly come to you begging for the sex and saying, oh, I'll suddenly do anything you want? Well, you got to understand how men think and how men's emotions work, which is kind of a big topic for this program. I'll tell you how you can do that, though, here at the end. But if you don't understand how that works, the reality is that you won't just turn on a dime unless you know how to manage a man's thinking. And it's really important that you do. In order to move things forward the way you want, you're going to have to change the dynamic in the relationship. It can no longer be a purely friends with benefits situation. I think you know that. And I think you knew that going in. The unfortunate thing is, as the old saying goes, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. That means that everybody wants the good stuff in life. Everybody wants the rewards, the ideal, perfect scenario, but we are very rarely prepared to pay the price for it, to do the things that are necessary to get those things. Okay? So think about it. What do you have to do to make this go the way you want? Number one is you're going to have to set down that promise to yourself, because that's the promise and the expectation that you can put to him so he understands where you're coming from. Number two is you've got to commit yourself to that path. You've got to stop doing the things that aren't working and start doing the things that do. And number three, yes, you really got to understand how his thinking works so that if it comes time to turn off the spigot, so to speak, or slow down the sexual contact so that you can steer this into a long-term connection and relationship, you got to know how to do it so it's effective and it works. Otherwise, what will happen is a man will very likely pull away, become more and more distant until he just walks right out the door. And yes, this is why it happens very often, is that women don't understand some of the triggers, some of the signals, some of the patterns that men exhibit that tell them that this is going to happen, that he's on his way to walking out the door, that he's about to disconnect, and she doesn't know what to do to keep that from going the wrong direction, how to salvage that so that he feels safe and he comes back into your arms. Which, Maria, I'm going to tell you how you can do best, and that is get yourself on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's IRRESISTIBLE, irresistible. I have a program where I've actually pulled together all this information, but the most important part for you is my, I call it the mancyclopedia or men'cyclopedia. And what it does is it tells you how men think and how they really work. You've got to understand how to read a man, and you have to know how his emotions really work, or you will probably risk accidentally setting off those landmines that blow up your relationship over and over again. And it's very easy to avoid them. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible, IRRESISTIBLE, irresistible, and you'll also find out the amazing story of my good friend Kate and what happened to her when she solved this problem too. It's a really amazing story and I want you to hear it. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.